Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Solid.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate.
You are on the Eddie Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. Thank you for the hearts. The more hearts you guys send, the better I feel. Thank you. I need those hearts. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. If we don't exercise our rights, then we won't get any change. We want justice. We want equality. And when do we want it? We want it right now. We don't want it tomorrow. We don't want it next week. We want it right now. Do we have a very interesting show for you? Yes, we do. What are we talking about today? We're talking about some wonderful, phenomenal, fantastic things that can help you understand what's going on in our world today. One of our topics, and don't forget, we have a word of the week. We have poetry for you. We have Cousin V with the sports report. I can't wait for the sports report because, you know, two of the teams played in SoFi Stadium within a 24-hour period, so they made a lot of money at SoFi Stadium. Whatever money they put into the stadium, they made it back in 2 days because the stadiums were full with the Rams and the Chargers. And I'll tell you who the other teams were later. Well, I'll tell you right now, San Francisco and of course, the Raiders. And we'll find out what happened from Cousin V on the Sports Report. Don't forget we have Clarence M. Allen with his books, Regulate the Manual and The Haunted Soul Brother. We have Tawana Jones with Words of Wisdom, and we will get some Words of Wisdom today. We have Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones with Mental Health in You, which is a very taboo topic that we like to keep talking about because we want to take away the stigma when it comes to mental health. Mental health is real. And, of course, without further ado, we have Vera Jones with health and wellness, because we have to stay healthy and keep our immune system up with this COVID-19 and Delta variant going on. We want to make sure we are keeping ourselves in excellent condition. So we have all that coming for you today. And then one of our special guests we're going to have on our show is a young lady by the name of Sarah Stevens, who was running for governor. She was actually on our show last week, but she, you know, I wanted her to come back because running for governor, you know, everybody wants to knock Newsom out of his seat. And we have a few candidates, not a few, we got a lot of, we got like 40 candidates running for the governor's seat. They all want him out of there. And here's the deal. Most of them are Republicans. But it doesn't matter right now if you're Republican or Democrat. It just matters who's going to get the job done and who's going to do the right things. If you want to vote for Governor Newsom, you can. If you want to vote for any of the other people that are running for office, you can. And we're going to talk about that in a little while. You have your rights. Your rights. You need to exercise your rights. And if you haven't, I already have my ballot right here ready to go. There's my ballot right there. I haven't signed it yet, but there's my ballot right there. And at some point, I will fill it out when I figure out who I want to vote for. But I remember it was a time when we couldn't vote. So please, get out and vote. Because somebody died for you to have the right to vote. And I say this all the time. It is your right. And if it doesn't happen, if you don't vote, then it's your fault that you did not vote, that you did not exercise your alienated right that somebody fought for, that somebody died for, that somebody put into order for us to be able to do that, to vote. And whether you vote now or whether you vote whenever, you need to vote. And, oh, yeah, by the way, if you've been to prison or jail or whatever, you also have the right to vote. You still have a right to vote. All those laws that changed used to say if you've been in prison, you can't vote. What's up, Clarence? I see you on there. I see you too, Kim, and hug my two little twins. And I see you too, Felita, everybody on Facebook Live. Good morning to you. And Sheila Timberlake, love y'all so much. You guys are wonderful. You're phenomenal and you're fantastic. without further ado, let's start off by getting – none other than one of our guests in the studio. Let's see here. Okay, good. And we're going to have another special guest by the name of Pastor Hawkins. So here I am, Pastor Jones, and we're going to have Pastor Hawkins on in a little while, and we're going to talk about some things that are going to take place on August the 29th. We'll find out what's going to happen on August the 29th, and it's going to be a nice event, and we'll talk about that in a little while. Meanwhile, let's get Brother Clarence and Malin, our co-producer in the show. Let's go. Okay. And he's running for Congress. Wow. We're going to get him on. Yeah. Hey, good morning, Brother Clarence. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to all my co-hosts. Good morning to our guests coming on this morning. Good morning to all the listeners throughout the nation and around the world. Once again, what's going on? What's going on is the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, the greatest Monday morning talk show every Monday morning. We're coming to you live every Monday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tell your friends to tune in because this is what's going on. Thank you, Pastor Eddie.
Oh, you're very welcome, Brother Clarence. It's such an honor to have you on this morning. Now I want to go down there and get my daughter in the studio. Good morning to you, Tawana Jones. Good morning, Tawana. How are you? Welcome to the show. Good morning, Tawana. How are you?
Good morning, Daddy, and good morning to everyone. I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes, it is. Glad to be in another week in this beautiful August month. I just want to say, first of all, Daddy, congratulations on yesterday. I listened to you preach. And I just want to say I love everybody. Have a wonderful Monday, and thank you for having me on, Eddie.
Well, it was an honor yesterday to be able to speak to the masses in the name of Jesus. And, you know, our subject matter was testifying and testimony, because testifying and testimony is important. And everybody, and I do mean every human being on the planet Earth, has a testimony. Amen. And as you know, this life that we live in is a test. And that's what gives us our testimony. And we just preached about it yesterday, and then we had some people come up and share some testimony. So it was amazing. I want to send a shout-out to Pastor Michael Eagle, Reverend Lee, and all the pastors and ministers in the AME Church, which I am also a member of. And I want to send a shout-out to Good News Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Terry Wilson, and all the other pastors out there that are doing what they do to bring people closer to God and help them understand that God is there for you. And he will. He will, not he might. He will take care of you, okay? And I share that every week on the show, because this is a civil rights talk show, but we also talk about God. And we're never going to leave God out of it, because he's in the middle of everything that we're doing. Well, anyway, by the way, if you want to call the show right now and you want to listen to the show on your phone, all right, I heard that. I did my part, do your part. We all got to do our part. Here it is. 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And you will be in the studio with us. Press 1 if you want to talk, if you want to share, if you want to do. By the way, I'm on Facebook Live right now. You can go to Facebook Live. You want to see what I look like? This is your opportunity to do it. Go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook right now, because I'm on Facebook Live right now. And I thank you for all the people that are on Facebook Live right now, and I appreciate you guys, and I love y'all. Without further ado, let's go get Linda in the studio, all the way from Oregon. Good morning, Linda. Welcome to the show. How are you, Linda?
Good morning. I'm encouraged this morning.
Amen.
In the midst of making a collage, and my son says that he wants me to send him all my poetry in a big box. It might take 2 boxes to do that, but anyway. Things are all
That's going to be beautiful. I know you have some wonderful poetry for us today, so we're gonna need that poetry, because we're gonna have some really good hot topics going on this morning. One of our topics is One of our topics is, do we really need the vaccine to have a key to our city? Do we really need the vaccine to have the key to our city? When I say the key to the city, I mean like getting stuff from the grocery store, getting stuff from the gas station, getting stuff from going to the movies, wherever, going to restaurants. You're going to need that key to the city. And if you don't have that key to the city, your resources will be limited. Your resources will be limited. It's coming. It's already here. They're already programming us right now. And while we have our minds on Afghanistan, they're programming us with this Delta variant and COVID-19. You know, Afghanistan will take care of itself. I promise you the government is going to take care of that. This is just a bait and switch, okay? While you're focused on that, they're over here doing that. I told a story one time where they caught $1 million worth of cocaine over here. And why they found $1 million worth of cocaine way over here, they had all the media over there. They were moving 1,000 million pounds of cocaine over there, okay? So it's bait and switch. That's exactly what it is. Stay focused on your life. Stay focused on your immune system. Stay focused on your health, because that's going to be the key to this whole thing. Now they have booster 1, booster 2. We'll get into it in a minute. And one of our other topics is, let's see, hold on, let me go here. Where is the scripture? Yes. Our second topic is, what is the governor's job in California? That's our second topic. What is the governor's job in California? That's our second topic. So if you want to chime in on either one of these topics, because they're both hotter than a firecracker on the 4th of July. On our show, it's the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. It's the real deal Holyfield. There's no smoking gun. We tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us all. Amen. And so that's so important to get the real information out, not no false information, not half information, but the real deal. Holy field. Okay. Let's get our other co-producer in the studio. Without further ado, Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. I'm doing fine. Just I hope that everyone is doing well in light of all of these changes we're having with COVID. But once again, we have the wonderful Monday that we start out with good testimonials. As you say, congratulations on your wonderful sermon that you gave, as well as our opportunities to share our opinions, but also glorify the Lord and all of his gifts that he's given to us. So everyone, good morning, and good morning.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Professor Reams and to Clarence M. Allen, to Talana Jones, and also to Linda. Everybody say hello to everybody. Good morning, everyone.
good morning,
everyone.
The regulator. And Lady
good morning, Talana. Good morning, Linda. And good morning, Professor Reams.
To my butterfly.
Good morning, everyone.
Professor Reams and to
good morning, Pastor Reams.
Good morning.
We missed you last time.
Granny.
Shout out to
Dr. Granny V. Yes.
Excuse me. And Brandy,
well,
I love you guys. Excuse me. And also, shout out to Grant Amley Church. I love you guys. I miss you all. And
amen. Amen. Shout out.
My friends and
amen. All everybody on Facebook, they're shouting you out. Okay, here it is. We're going to have some exclusive special guests in just a few moments. It's about to get real in here in the studio. I want you to call in 646-787-8064. If you want to ask them a question, if you want to talk about our subject matter, is what is the governor's job in the state of California? That's one of our topics. and our other topic is, do we really need to take the shot, the vaccine, to get a key to the city? Because if you don't have a key to the city, how can you get groceries or gas or whatever you need, or go to a restaurant and they turn you away because you don't have a COVID-19 shot? We'll talk about that in a little bit. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And without further ado, let's go to – oh, yeah, by the way, I want to share this with you. As you know, the Olympics, you know, are going on right now as we speak, and they have the 100-yard dash. And I don't know if you remember the young lady named Shikari. Shikari was – she's the one that had her hair a certain way, and her grandmother raised her, and she was at the – she made it to the Olympics. Even though she didn't have her mom and dad in her life, but she had her grandmother, and her grandmother raised her and got her all the way to the Olympics, and she ran at the Olympics, and she took first place in the Olympic trials. If you remember, in the Olympic trials, she took first place, and then she ran up into the bleachers, and she hugged her grandmother. And then that's when they accused her of using marijuana, which honestly, I don't know what that has to do with anything, because marijuana is legal. But I don't understand. Now, steroids, I understand. Marijuana, I mean, you'd be surprised who's using marijuana these days, and not only in a smoking way, but maybe in a liquid way, or cooking with it, or eating it, or taking it as a pill form, or drinking it in a tea. A lot of people are using hemp. But anyway, they held that over her head first, and she was suspended, but she made it back, to the Olympic to the Olympics. So she ran the 100-yard dash the other day, and she came in last place. And I don't know whether they told her to come in last place or she, because that young lady is very, very fast. She did not have to come in last place. I don't know if it's a premeditated conspiracy, but we'll talk about it for just a moment on the show. I want to get everybody's opinion. Do you think she was told to run slower? Do you ever think that people like Serena was ever told to throw a match? Do you ever think the Lakers were ever told to throw the championship, or even Michael Jordan after he won two championships and they told him not to three-peat, and he did anyway, and then his father came up dead in a car on the side of the road? I'm just saying, do you think that sports are controlled? Do you think that there's civil rights issues in the sports world? Of course there are. But we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. All my people out there on Facebook Live, I love you guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of y'all out there. And good morning to everybody that's on the show right now. Hey, what's up, Elaine? What's up, Elaine Cosby? I want to say hi to everybody. I want to send a shout-out to you. Let's get in the studio. Caller in the 626-513 area code. Good morning. How are you? Welcome to the show. Good morning. Caller in the 626-513 area code. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, that's me, Sarah Stevens.
I thought that was you, Sarah. Welcome to the show. Everybody say good morning to Sarah Stevens. She's running for governor. Let's say hi to her.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Sarah Stevens.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
So, good morning. Sarah, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you back on the show again. As we discuss one of our subject matters and one of our topics for today is what is the governor's job in the state of California? And I'm quite sure you have some great answers. But before we do that, I don't know if you guys have been watching the news tonight, but Larry Elder has been under attack in two arenas. Sarah, did you hear about those two things?
I heard about one of them, which was his ex-fiance was basically wanting him to release her from a non-disclosure agreement.
Yes,
I'm not sure what the other one was.
Breaking news right now, if you didn't know, Larry Elder being accused of voter fraud. He's under investigation as we speak right now, and he is one of the candidates running for governor. Matter of fact, he has a lot of votes. He's doing pretty good, but they are throwing some bricks at his glass windows right now, and I don't know why, but his ex-wife accused him of brandishing a gun on her, and she also accused. She said that he's a violent person, an aggressive person, and he was aggressive and violent to her. She said. But Larry Elder is running.
Hey, Pat Jetty.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
chime
and
in, Clarence.
Also breaking news on Larry Elder. He is being investigated by not being truthful about his business, Lawrence Elders and Associates. Now, he claims to be partial owner, but under investigation, he is the sole owner of this corporation.
Wow, you can't do that and run for office, too. I mean, I guess you can, but I guess you got to be – all your paperwork got to be out in the open, your taxes – which we never saw Donald's taxes. We call him Donald. We never saw his taxes. But, you know, you got to be open, man. Everything has got – the one thing, when you run for office, you better be ready for them to get a fine-tooth comb and just analyze and evaluate you from head to toe. And whatever they can find on you at some point is going to come out, especially if they feel that you could possibly be a threat to what's going on. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, but just for a moment – but let's get our other guest in. Caller in the 323-615 area code. Are you there? Caller in the 323-615 area code. Are you there?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Vera. Everybody say good morning, Vera. Yes, to my sister. Everybody say good morning to Vera Jones.
Good morning, Vera.
Good morning, Dr. Granny.
Good morning, Granny.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Good to hear your voices.
Wow, it's such a pleasure. I can't wait for health and wellness because we need it this morning. And I can't wait for mental health. And you. I can't wait for all the segments, especially the commentary. Let's see. Oh, it looks like I see Sheila Timberlake in the studio here. Wait, let's see if this is her. Okay. Sheila Timberlake, welcome to the show. Good morning, Sheila. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me? Hello.
Well, everybody say good morning to our good friend Sheila Timberlake.
Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Sheila.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sheila.
Welcome.
Thank you. I've missed being on the show or hearing the show, actually. So,
we miss you. And also, Sheila, Sarah Stevens is running for governor. She's on our show right now. Say hello to her, Sheila, and Sarah, please say hi to Sheila Timberlake.
Good morning.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Now I want to ask you something, Sheila, because I know you're very candid. Larry Elder is running for governor, and he's under investigation. His wife said some things about him. Do you think they just don't want him to get into office, or do you think that he really did these things? I just want to get your opinion.
One, I'm not surprised, and two, I hope he does not get in the office. He is from South Central, but he is not South Central. He has no care for that area, and if you follow him, you would know. It doesn't. Your eyes and ears can tell the truth, and you know he is that what you would call a smoking mirror. They think because they have put him there, we're going to run and vote for him and all like that. I have never been a person that go by what other people say. I choose for myself on everything that I do. I do my research and everything. And he was, when I heard he was on that ballot, he was already X'd out in my mind. No, not him. And I've gone through the ballot with my educational sense, right? And I was able to pull out the ones I say no to, and then the ones I said okay to, I went and took mine to God, and I prayed about it, each one of them. And when the comfort came over me, I knew who to vote for. So I've already did mine already early. Mm-hmm. So, but Larry Elder, I believe some of that it could be true, but I really don't think he's the best candidate for California.
All right. Thank you so much, Sheila. Hold that thought. Don't go anywhere, Sheila. Okay, we have another guest we're bringing in. Oh, hey, what's up, Debbie Taylor, all the way out there in Atlanta and ATL. Oh, good morning to you. Felita, please tell Charles I said hello. And Kimberly, tell the twins I said hello. And we're looking for Cousin V to come on the line. I'm waiting on Cousin V to come on but without further ado, let's get our other guests in the show. But while we're doing that, well, call her in the 951-391 area code. Good morning. Are you there? Good morning, caller in the 951-391. Are you there?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And this is, welcome to the show. We can hear you loud and clear. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Pastor Brian Hawkins.
Pastor Hawkins,
Riverside
welcome to
County.
The show.
Thanks,
good morning.
Yes, sir. Hey, good
Amen.
Morning.
Everybody say
doing?
Good morning to Pastor Hawkins. Everyone say good morning,
good morning
to Pastor,
Pastor
Hawkins.
Welcome
good morning,
to the
Pastor
show.
Good morning, Pastor Hawkins.
Good morning, Pastor Hawkins. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
And Sarah, please say hello to your Sarah. Say hi to your special guest, Pastor Hawkins.
Hi, Pastor Hawkins. I'm so happy you're here with us.
Hey, good morning, Sarah. God bless. Good morning.
Now, Sarah, please take the floor. But before you do that, I want to share something, and this is my duty right now. I'm doing a little marketing right now. They want a recall. They want you to vote yes. Vote yes to recall Gavin Newsom. Worldwide Rally for Freedom in California, for California, August the 29th at 1 p.m. to dusk in Huntington Beach at the Huntington Beach Pier. If you want more information on it, you can go Instagram at Patriot Party Event. Did I get that right, Sarah?
Yes, you're perfect.
Amen. Okay, I want to say that one more time. They want you to vote yes to recall Gavin Newsom. Worldwide Rally for Freedom in California, August the 29th, 1 p.m. to dusk, Huntington Beach Pier. And it says hashtag we will all be there. And then Instagram at Patriot Party Event. Now, I'm quite sure Larry Elder will be there. And a host of other people will be there, you know, Mark and Nicolette and the real Pastor Brian and Sean Fred Rickson and John Xavier Frell and Amy and, I'm there too. I'm going to be there too, you guys. How'd you know? I'm going to be there too. Yes, I will be there speaking too. My picture and my name is on there, so I'm looking forward to this. And it'll be great. So come down. And Sarah has a saying that she says she wants to make California gold again. So without further ado, let's hear from the young lady that's running for governor, Sarah Stevens. Sarah, please take the floor. What's going on?
Thank you so much, Pastor. We're just out fighting the good fight of faith, taking back California. And so everyone knows the insanity that has been plaguing our state. And the most recent attack on our freedom has been the vaccine passports that were just passed in San Francisco. I was up there this weekend, and I met a woman in actually Sacramento, and her daughter, she was on the phone with her daughter, and she told me, Sarah, I don't know what to do. My daughter just called me. She lives in San Francisco, and they just denied her to go to the grocery store. So now she has to drive to the next city over just to get groceries.
Wait a minute, Sarah. Wait a minute. This is what I'm talking about. Now, I talked about this last year. Last year I talked about this. I said this would come to pass. People laughed. They didn't believe me. But now it's a reality. Could you please share that statement one more time about what happened to your daughter? Please, listeners, listen carefully, because it's coming to your neighborhood right now. Go ahead, Sarah. Take the floor.
So I was actually at a big car show in Lincoln, which is very close to Sacramento, and I was meeting hundreds and hundreds of people, and I met this couple, and the woman told me that she just got off the phone with her daughter, who lives in San Francisco, and she said her daughter just called her and said that they denied her going to the grocery store because she did not have her vaccine passport. And so all of San Francisco is implementing it. So in order for her to get groceries, she's going to have to drive to the next city over.
Wow, that is unbelievable. If you just heard that, clap your hands. If you just heard that, clap your hands. But you're not clapping your hands because you're happy. I just want to know, did you hear it or not? That's all. I just want to know, did you hear it? Okay.
We heard it.
Wow. That is unbelievable because I heard from a very reliable source they're going to be turning people away from the hospitals too. If you don't have your COVID-19 card, either you're going to be tested every time you go somewhere or you're not going to be allowed to come in. And it's really just going to be that simple. And it will be enforced by martial law. Now, it seems unbelievable that the National Guards would be put out here to control population, but it's coming to that point. We really need to take this extremely very, very serious. I'm going to come back to you again. I'm going to shoot over to Pastor Hawkins. Welcome to the show. How are you today, Pastor Hawkins?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a beautiful day. What would you like to say to your colleague, Sarah Stevens? And what's on your heart this morning, Pastor Hawkins? We're happy to have you on the show.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Well, I do appreciate being on here. I want to go backwards real quick because I was listening to earlier when you made a statement about felons being able to vote, and I think that that's really important to individuals to understand. I think that's one of the biggest issues in America right now is the lack of information. I mean, the Bible tells us that how we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I'm an ex-felon, spent 10 years in prison. But if you Google my name, you'll find out that I'm also an elected official. I'm actually Councilman Brian Hawkins in the city of San Jacinto as well. So not only am I a former felon, I'm a legislator in my city, now running for U.S. Congress. And I think that that's important because individuals will be under the impression that you can't do anything once you've left incarceration, and that's far from the truth. I agree with Sarah. I probably know a little bit deeper. I just got back from D.C. last week. I was debriefed by the former White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. And there are a lot of things that are coming down the pipeline. If you look at, because Pfizer right now is in the process of getting FDA approved, and that's pretty huge if you look at the stock market, because the Moderna right now is the one that I think this, if you look at the stocks over the last 6 months, their stock has gone up, I think, somewhere north of almost 300%, and where Pfizer has gone down. So it's really about, controlling the stock market. A lot of these pharmaceutical companies are getting rich. People are sitting back getting rich. Last year you saw big companies, Amazon, Facebook, many of the top billionaires, increase their wealth, somewhere about 150 to 200%. You see Jeff Bezos, you know, one is gonna, they're arguing saying he's probably going to be one of the first trillionaires. So it's a huge thing that is going on, you know, with the manipulation of just the wealth, getting wealthier at the cost of individuals becoming sheep or experiments. And when you talk about this, you know, vaccine mandate, if you look at it, especially amongst the African-American community who are at the lowest of those who are vaccinated, and it's not by access to vaccine. I mean, obviously, you know, the history of experiments in the black community. So there's a hesitation there. And if you're starting to notice, there's a lot of advertisement that's going out towards blacks in the African-American community to persuade them. And so when you're hearing these statements about access and denied to certain stores, I mean, even some of the large media companies are saying, hey, it's time for us to, you know, stop saying, you know, voluntary mandate, you know, voluntary to now mandate. And it ultimately affects, you know, the African-American community. And what's so sad is that, one, this is being pushed by the left. I just wrote an article last night that's getting submitted, going to be in the newspaper this week. The last, you know, over 100 years, the blacks have voted Democrat, and now we're still in that same cycle. We're still in that same poverty, still the same wealth gap, still in the same, the last, and it's just sad that we're being, you know, panhandled to without any positive outcome. And so, you know, what you're hearing in San Francisco, like they say, so goes California, so goes the rest of the nation. Well, San Francisco, you know, obviously where Gavin Newsom was governor, you know, that's a big telltale sign. So my biggest fear is after September 14th, if he's not recalled, what you're seeing in San Francisco is going to be California. What you're seeing in California is going to be the rest of the nation.
I couldn't agree with you more. Let's give a big hand for Pastor Hawkins telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. You're running for Congress because, it, you know, and I've been telling people all along, just because you have a felony doesn't mean that you don't have the right to vote. I hear people all the time saying, oh, I've been to jail, I can't vote. Yes, you can, and yes, you will, and yes, we can, and yes, we will. We will continue to vote, and voting is important. Now, look, I want you all to call the White House. I want you to write the White House. Let them know how you feel. All you got to do is write them at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest. Write it down. Get your ink pen out right now. You want to write the president. You want change. This is how you get it. I'm giving you some information. Write it down. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Can I say something?
I apologize.
There's a reason why Sarah's running for governor, and I'll give you an example, right? You know, she started really,
yep.
I've known Sarah, you know, almost a year and a half. We actually met during a tent revival event last year in my community. That's where I initially had met her, was out in the trenches doing the work. Really, the
right.
biggest effect where you're going to get in it, because I've watched her go from, you know, supporting different businesses, being out protesting, you know, injustice towards a lot of businesses being closed. And so where you're really going to get your biggest effect at is that, you know, that ground level, going to your city council meetings, going to your school board meetings, going to the board of supervisor meetings, because that's ultimately
yes.
really what changed. A lot of times we can focus on D.C., kind of like what you said earlier about Afghanistan is going to take care of itself. Really, D.C. is not the focus. It's really that local, because that's where I watched her over the, you know, the last year and a half, was focused on those
right.
local areas. Going, and that's kind of really how her name kind of got out there, is being someone that was concerned on the local level, because the higher you go up, the less you care about what's down there at the bottom. That's the reason why the low-level individuals are always affected, homeless and drugs and stuff like that, because they don't really care about that. Once people make it into Sacramento, once people make it into, you know, Congress, they don't really care. Now, the problem is because they don't care how the laws affect those down at the bottom. You know, their laws are really for those who continue to get them elected. If you look at the people who invest in their campaigns, you'll see really where their care is at. And the last thing they care about is, you know, your infrastructure, your city, your community. That's not something that's on their hearts and minds.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Hawkins. I want to get this information out. I hope you guys got your pen and your paper out. I have some stuff I want you to write down. I want you to, if you want to tell President Biden or what's on your heart, or even the vice president, you want to tell her what's on your heart. the address of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. Write that down. The switchboard number is area code 202-555-1212. The fax number, if you want to fax the White House, is 202-456-7890. You can reach to the White House. It's not impossible. It's just another house like any other house. It just has a president and a vice president. Okay? So also, too, if you want to reach out to Sacramento, you want to call the governor's office, you know, all you got to do is it's a CO, State Capitol, Suite 1173, CO, State Capitol. Well, you put the governor, Governor Newsom, CO, State Capitol, Suite 1173, Sacramento, California, 95814. 95814. Now, if you want to call his office or you want to call the governor's office, his area code 916-445-2841. 916-445-2841. And the fax number is 916-558-3160. You want to reach out to the White House or you want to reach out to the governor's office, this is your opportunity. You know, if it's something you don't like, you can write about it. Okay, because we could talk about it all day, but what you going to do about it? And if we don't, either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And right now, we want equality. We want justice. We want our human rights and our civil rights and our constitutional rights to be exercised in a proper manner. And it's not being done. And the only way it will get done is that strength runs in numbers. I gave you the information. What are you going to do with it? Okay? Now, let's go back to our special guest, Sarah Stevens, who's running for governor of the state of California. Sarah, tell us why. Why do you want to be the governor of the state of California?
Thank you so much. Yes, the reason why I want to be the governor of California is because I've seen what's happened in 2020, and I can't stand the hypocrisy, and I also can't stand the oppression. I believe that the people of California have been locked up. They've been told that they're not essential. Literally, a curse has been put over them from our current governor, speaking death over their lives, telling them they're not essential, their business isn't essential. And I'm so ready to, you know, break that curse and to say, yes, it is time for us to make California gold again. It's time for us to thrive in every way. It's time for us to have California stand as the number one state in the nation. And it's time for people to live their dream here. I'm so sick and tired of people feeling like they need to, because they can't get the right job or they can't make their own living on their own because of the high taxes and the crazy regulations and, you know, all these mandates and parents don't want to send their kids to school. I'm sick and tired of all of it. And all I want is to fight for the people, to give them a voice and to help set them free so they could be all they're called to be and do all they're called to do.
Wow. Now, don't go, Sarah, hold that thought. You said a whole lot. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Someone just texted me and said, can you please say that information one more time? I'm going to give this out to you one more time. I want to talk to Joe Biden, or you just you go to 1600, you put Joe, attention Joe Biden, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., and the zip code is 20500. Okay, the fax number is 202-456-7890. Write that down. Okay, now if you want to reach out to the governor, Governor Newsom's office, you put Governor, attention Governor Newsom, CO, State Capitol, Suite 1173, Sacramento, California, 95814. And the phone number to call his office, of course you get a secretary, 916-445-2841. 916-445-2841. And the fax number is area code 916-558-3160. you know, a lot of people know how to get in touch with the White House, but I've been there several times. I've been on Congress before. I've been in the House of Representatives. I've been there. I've been in. I've met with President, I'm not even going to say their names right now because that's not important, but I've met presidents before. And I thank God to make the difference, to fight for justice and equality, because that's why we're here. You know, that's what we need to be doing every single day. We need to be making change, because if we don't make change, we'll be right where we are right now. Now, do me a favor. Now, if you have on two devices, I hear some feedback and echoing going on. You got to mute out one or the other. If you have your phone and the computer on at the same time, it's not going to work out right. So if you could, whoever has the echoing going on in the background, because we want to make sure we hear the interviews nice and clear, I'm getting a lot of feedback from that right now. So if you could, please turn that down in the background. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, I still hear it going on. I'm going to have to take a walk there here. Hold on a second. Okay, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And what we're doing here is we're talking about some very important things here today. Okay, wait. Let me find out where this is coming from. Hold on a second. Testing 1, 2. Okay. Sarah, are you there, Sarah?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, there might be a little echoing going on there. If someone has the phone and they're close to you and they're listening, or if they're listening online, then they can hear the feedback. But if you want to listen to the show online, you guys, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. You put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, and you'll be able to listen to the show online and see the pictures and all that good stuff. Okay, now, I'm going to go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, you know, Larry Elder went to Crenshaw High School, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to even go to Pastor Hawkins, too. Larry Elder went to Crenshaw High. He grew up in the Crenshaw community, but after he left, you know, he was on a whole nother mission. I've been on his radio show before. He's been on my show before. You know, he's pretty – what do you think? I mean, the accusations against him right now is – the first one is that his wife said that he brandished a weapon against her and that he was very mean to her verbally and aggressive. The second thing is he's under investigation for voters fraud. I don't know what that has to do with it. I just saw that on the news this morning, breaking news. And then he's also under investigation about a business that he says he partially owns. I'd like to get your opinion on it, Professor Ames. Professor Ames is a real professor. He teaches at a university, and he is a co-host, co-producer on our show. Please take the floor, Professor Ames. Give us your take on these accusations.
Well, one thing about it is that, and thank you so much, and also thank you to the wonderful the guests that you're having to Sarah and also to Pastor Hawkins and Stephen for coming out and enlightening us with such great information. The one thing about it is that right now there are allegations, but it's also fair game when you're in the political arena. To once you step out there, that things are going to crop up. You know, that's why you always have to be careful about. You have to understand what the game is all about. And so I have a business partner. We've had dealings in the past with Larry, and it's no different than any other circumstances that we've seen, because when the opposition is there, they're going to try and drum up dirt as much as they can to dissuade, because there's a fear that this person is definitely a threat. So it's doesn't surprise me, especially as we're getting closer to the election, that this would be brought up. I'm surprised that there hasn't been more on the other candidates as well. But it's from a political science point of view, it's fascinating how the information is provided. Now, if you do your research and if you're able to still get past some of the politics, that's fine. And just as what Sheila Timberlake mentioned, you know, we look things up. I've done my own research before I've made my decision. And if these things are important and if this is going to dissuade your thoughts on how you're going to vote, then certainly that's something that is part of you. But you also have to take it in prayer and look to the Lord to see what is the feeling of whatever the candidate is saying, because this is your God-given right to exercise your right to vote. And this is just more information. So before we take it at heart of the allegations, it's always best to balance it off with other facts so that you can make a round decision. But as coming from a background where I, you know, used to work for the city and the state and the county, it doesn't surprise me. And the timing is right since we're no more than about 3 weeks before we have the final vote. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Well, thank you so much. Wow, that was an amazing statement. Thank you so much, Professor. That made a lot of sense. I want to go to Pastor Hawkins. Pastor Hawkins, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't have anything against Larry Elder, but these are some serious allegations. What do you think, Pastor Hawkins? Please take the floor. Share your view.
Absolutely. And I agree with the gentleman. I didn't kind of hear what his name was, but Professor, I agree.
Professor,
you know, when you're in politics, because say it again.
Professor Rames.
Professor Rames. Absolutely. Yeah. No. So one of the things you got to understand, and I choose not. People have been asking me, you know, who do I support and everything, and I have a, you know, pretty big voice in my community and my county, so I choose not to, you know, put it out there who I support, because I do want people to do their homework. You know, what one candidate may be great for me and my issues may not be best for you and your issues. And I think that's the biggest problems with endorsing candidates, because it might not be best for where you live. With that being said, when you're in politics, you have to kind of wonder, you know, why information comes out just 3 weeks before, because it takes a lot of time to really investigate. You know, with the age of social media, you can create any narrative or any news or any soundbite and cause people to go down the rabbit hole. It's unfortunate that because we have a short period of time, you know, we can get it wrong, we can get it right. But I did like what the gentleman said, Professor Rain said, you know, we got to pray about it. And that's the thing about it. And we always have to remember, it's God who establishes rulers. It's God who sets up kingdoms. So we have to trust what God is doing, even in the midst of it. But, you know, I always question information that come out. When I ran for office, and I'm elected, when I ran for office, I'm a pastor, too. And one of the things was, you know, is he spending his church money to fund his campaign? And so I was under investigation by the district attorney in Riverside County. And I remember the detectives, when they came in, you know, God had already told me to release my church finances on the Internet before mm-hmm. I even knew I was under investigation. Before I even knew the comments that were put out there, I just happened to put our church finances under the investigation, and the detectives were so embarrassed at how little money, you know, people just think because you're a pastor, you automatically roll it in the dough. Not everybody has Lear jets and Rolls Royce, you know, not everybody has, right. You know, Lear jets and rolling around in mansions, you know, and people found out, you know, not only was our church, you know, barely making it, you know, the detectives sold a donation into our church and apologized. Like, man, they were embarrassed at anybody, but there's just the hatred that's out there, you know, especially when you're a man and woman of God, you know, you got to expect it. You know, I'm running for Congress and I got felonies. Like, I spent 10 years behind bars. I'm expecting, you know, the attacks to come. You know, the Bible says, do not be ignorant of the devil's devices. And so, but like you said, there are allegations, but, you know, I would go in with prayer, and I wouldn't leave with the media. Turn the TV off and go into your prayer closet. That's something that we need to probably focus on.
Well, you know what? I want to thank you for your opinion. I really appreciate that. I want to send a quick shout-out right now to Elaine Cosley. Elaine Newell, I want to send a shout out to her. Terry Herbert, Minister Terry Herbert, I see you there. Praise Jesus for being so open. And also, too, I want to send a shout out to Felita Wilkes. I want to send a shout out to Debbie Taylor in my Eddie voice all the way in Atlanta. And to all of my friends that are listening in Chicago, Detroit, New York, Texas, Arkansas, Colorado, North and South Dakota, and all over the world, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. You just don't know how much. Thank you very much for the heart. Appreciate that. You know, what we're dealing with is some serious stuff right here. So I'm going to go back to our special guest, Sarah, and we're going to get to Clarence M. Allen and everybody else in just a few minutes. Sarah, take the floor. What is the governor's job in the state of California? That's one of our topics here. What is the governor's job in the state of California? Go right ahead. Take the floor, Sarah.
Yes, the governor's job in the state of California is to represent the people. So what if, by the grace of God, if I become governor, number one, I have to listen to what the people need. And number two, I have to fight for them. So, and while doing all that, a balancing act by managing the budget of California, managing the environmental issues, managing the social structure, managing the education. It's a big, big job. It's a big, big responsibility. But the only way that me or anyone else could be a successful governor is if they actually stand up and fight for we the people.
Wow. Now, Sarah, I want to ask you a question. There's a large homeless problem in the state of California right now. It is out of control. The county board of supervisors can't get it right. The city council members can't get it right. What will you do as governor of the state of California to regulate the homeless situation that's out of control?
Yes, and what I would do is basically attack it many ways. So we know that there are organizations out there right now, such as the Dream Center Los Angeles, Teen Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many
mm-hmm.
programs that are experts in getting people off the street, getting people set free from addiction. So I would be working with community organizations such as that and making sure that they can open their doors more if we need to bring more funding, create other facilities. That is a definite viable option for solving some of the homeless situation, because I know that if we just give some people housing and just to get them off the street quickly, but we're not dealing with the real part of the issue, what's going to happen? Now we're actually supporting an addiction. We're keeping people in bondage. And the reason why I know this is because very close to my house, one of my friends works for a local city, and it's like two cities over from me, and she said that to get the homeless off the street, that's what they did. And she said now they have this huge apartment complex, and everyone, which we're paying for with our tax dollars, and pretty much everyone that goes there or lives there, they're strung out on meth, heroin, they're alcoholics, and we're paying for it. So I believe
wow.
that it's definitely time to solve the homeless situation through part of it being social programs where we can actually deal with the heart of the issue, but then also giving other people who maybe they're not struggling with addiction, it's very easy to tell if someone is or isn't. And for those that maybe 2020 just hit them really hard and they lost their jobs and they have no money and now they're living in their car and now they're out on the street, some people just need a second chance. So for those
right.
people, temporary housing is where it's at. So I have so many, I'm working with people all across the state. I'm actually working with one of the a partner to one of the main sheriffs in Sacramento right now, figuring out exactly how we are going to be tackling this homeless situation across the state.
Okay. Hey, amen. Well, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justin Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to call into the show and ask a question to Sarah Stevens, who's running for governor of the state of California, you can dial 646-787-8064. If you're one of her friends listening to the show and you want to shout her out, dial 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue. If you want to listen to the show online, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. On the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. underscore productions. I want to send a shout out to Evangelist Virginia Valentine, who just came on Facebook Live. Hey, good morning to you and Minister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Minister Terry Herbert, thank you guys both for joining us on Facebook Live. And now, right now, what I want to do is it's time to pay the bills. So I have a little commercial that I've created that I want to do right now for you. And so without further ado, okay, to vote yes to recall Gavin Newsom, worldwide rally for freedom in California, August the 29th, 1 p.m. to dusk, Huntington Beach Pier, and some of your special guests will be there. Well, Sarah Stevens will be there. Right, Sarah?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And if you want more information on this, you go to IG at Patriot Party Events, Instagram at Patriot Party Events. And I want to say it one more time, vote yes to recall Gavin Newsom, Worldwide Rally for Freedom, California, August 29th, 1 p.m. to dusk, Huntington Beach Pier. So write that down. If you want to go, you want to be there. I'm actually going to be speaking there, and I have a mouthful that I want to share. And so I will use my time wisely to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You know, we're going to see what's going on. Because if we don't do something, nothing won't get done. And as I stated to you earlier, strength runs in numbers. And we have great numbers, and we need to use them to rectify and regulate whatever we're going through right now. Now, this message is sent to you by none other than our dear, wonderful friend who's running for governor, Sarah Stevens. So, Sarah Stevens, I will say it for you. I approve this message. How about that, Sarah? How was that?
I love it.
Amen, amen. Oh, wow. I did get a phone call at the wrong time there. Okay. Okay, so now that I've gotten that commercial out of the way, let's get back to the show. Let's go around. We're going to have some people ask you some questions. You don't mind, do you, Sarah, if we get a few questions in there?
That's great.
Amen, amen. So without further ado, okay, I think we have a caller right here. Let's see who the caller is. Caller in the 424-644 area code. Welcome to the show. Caller in the 424-644 area code. Are you there?
Yes,
okay,
I'm
maybe
here.
I just want to listen. Oh, you are here. Oh, please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
This is Pastor Charles Taylor.
Pastor Taylor, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great. I didn't know that I was going to be in the queue, but I'm glad that I was able to connect and to listen in on the show. Got a lot going on, but I just took out some time to make sure that I was able to listen in on this specific show. So in regards to a question that I may have, in regards to, I believe this is the alternative governor that's running, that's on the line with us?
Yes, Sarah Stevens, she's running for governor. Yes, go right ahead. Go ahead, Pastor Taylor. Well, first of all, everybody, please say good morning. Wait. Hold on, Pastor Taylor. Hold that thought. Everybody, please say good morning to Pastor Taylor. Everybody on the line, please.
Good morning, Pastor Taylor.
Good morning, Pastor Taylor.
Good morning, Pastor Taylor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Go right ahead, Pastor Taylor.
Thank you so much, Brother Eddie. The best question that I have for the running governor is, what would be your primary goal in relation to establishing change based on the current policies that are in front of us? What are your plans to change, improve, or modify the current policies that are pending and standing against the, or, you know, for the people of California?
Yes. So the top three issues, the top three things that I am personally fighting for, which I know we have about 100 major issues in California, but the top three issue that I'm fighting for is, number one, we have to come back to a prosperous, thriving economy. and how, okay, and then I'll go into each one of these with more detail. So we have to have a prosperous, thriving economy. Number two, we have to reform our education system. And number three, we have to get the homeless off the street. So how are we going to, first and foremost, have a prosperous, thriving economy? Well, there's so many policies out there right now, not just policy, but there's so many mandates or laws in place that, for example, we have the highest taxes in the nation. So one of the things I'm going to be combating is lowering our taxes. Also, lowering regulation. Many business owners that I've talked to, actually almost every single business owner that I have talked to, and this is in the hundreds and hundreds, they told me, Sarah, it's almost impossible to have a business here because of the high taxes and because of the regulations. There are so many rules that they've come up with, every kind of business from construction to nail salons to, you know, party companies. And there's so many regulations that people can't even operate a business without paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to, you know, have their business even survive. So it's time for us to combat this policy-wise. I don't understand why we have to keep creating more and more and more policy. I believe that we need less policy. We need less control, because what happens when people start controlling every area of our lives? Then our freedom gets diminished more and more. So that's just one of them. And then, like I said, reforming our education system, I can go into that. But some of the other policy, I don't know if you're aware of, but I'm sure you probably are. You sound so smart, educated, a pastor. I'm sure you're on top of everything. But what I was going to say is there's a lot of policy that keeps coming out right now that is not in favor of law enforcement. It's not in favor of protecting the citizens of California. And I aim to address this head on because, number one, I have so many friends that are law enforcement. My husband's former San Diego PD, and he was at military police in the United States Air Force. And it's a travesty, the policies that are coming out allowing criminals to basically go into a grocery store. This is happening every day in Los Angeles, filling up a cart of food and walking out, and there's no ramification. So people know that you can go into Los Angeles, go to a grocery store, fill up your cart, and walk out, and no one's going to stop you. So it's unbelievable the kind of policy that's coming out regarding, you know, criminal activity, that's regarding education, that's regarding just everything, every social, economic, financial issue across the board. And we have to address all of this. We have to. We can't just let it continue on like this. We will not look like California. We will not look like America in months and, you know, months and years to come. We won't even look like this anymore if we don't have to hit this head on right now.
Amen. I agree. And also one final question that I have. Is in relation to the eviction moratorium.
Pastor Taylor,
yes.
Could you hold that thought one second? Just hold that thought
sure.
One second. We have another caller. Caller in the 310-502 area code, are you there? Caller in the 310-502 area code, are you there?
Yes, this is Dr. Manuel Johnson.
Dr. Johnson, how are you? Welcome to the show. How's everything going?
Well, praise the Lord, all is well and is going to be well.
Now, everybody say good morning to Dr. Johnson, who's on our show. Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I just want to ask you before we get started, what type of doctor are you, Dr. Johnson, because, you know, there's many doctors.
I'm a minister of the gospel.
Amen.
Minister of the gospel. So I have my doctorate degree in theology. Doctorate and master's
amen,
degree
amen.
In theology.
Amen, amen. So do you have a question or a statement for Sarah Stevens, who's running for governor of the state of California? Go right ahead, take the floor. And we'll get right back to you,
well,
Pastor Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, personally, just to let you know, I am aware of Sarah running, and I think it's a great idea because she's mindful of the state of the situation of our state and the condition it's in, both sexually and spiritually. And we have to make a move. We have to make a move. The scripture tells us, in the scriptures, it tells us clearly that when the unrighteous is in power, the people grieve. And we're dealing with a situation where we have people that are in power that are not running this state according to the hand of our Creator. And if we don't move on this, we're going to be in a situation to where this state will not be gold again. It won't even be silver. It'll be brown, dirty brown. And this is an opportunity for all of us. This is a big opportunity for all of us to make the right decisions and make the right changes. And I stand behind Sarah to run for governor and to win. I stand behind it because her values are right. Her values are right. And it's not going to be easy, but it is possible.
Okay. All right. Hold that right there, Doctor. Hold that thought. Don't go anywhere. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. We have a caller in the 323. Caller in the 323-646 area code. Are you there? Caller in the 323-646 area code. Are you there? Okay, maybe they want to listen. We'll come back to them. Okay, let's see.
Excuse me, Eddie.
Caller.
Excuse me, Eddie.
Hold on. Yeah, yes, Sheila. Go right here, Sheila.
Can I say something? Okay, I hear everybody say, recall Gavin Newsom. Let's do this, let's do that. What I have not been cleared on, and I'm serious about this, okay? What did he do wrong?
Okay,
that's one. Wait, that's one. I just heard the gentleman say, make California the golden state again, or it'll be brown. Brown like what? Brown like black people? What? I don't understand what he's talking about. And then when was the last time California was actually golden? When was the last time we had a great governor? Okay? Because the ones I've seen before Gavin Newsom in the past didn't do anything either. And I'm talking on both sides. I'm talking Democrat and Republican.
Well, Sheila, let me ask you a question. Are you talking about Jerry Brown or are you talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Or both of them?
I love Jerry Brown. So let me take that back. Jerry Brown and Tom Bradley have been the only two that I have ever approved of. The rest of them, whether they were Democrat or Republican, I saw nothing. So now, but my question really is, somebody please don't give me all this long stuff. Pinpoint what has he done wrong, right?
You don't want a dissertation. You want to get right to the answer. So
I want the answer because you can lose all that stuff and all that other stuff. You know, you're trying to explain. Pinpoint it because that's the part that I haven't seen. Pinpoint it because I don't see anything.
Okay, I'm going to get somebody impartial. Hold on one second. Okay, wait. Is that you, Dr. Johnson? Hold on.
Yes.
I'm gonna find someone that's impartial to the whole show because this is a very sensitive question that was asked, and we want it to be answered without prejudice. So I'm going to go to Professor Reams because he's a professional professor, and he works in politics and political science along with other things. So could you please take the floor, Professor Reams, and share with our listeners why they want Gavin Newsom, Governor Gavin Newsom, recalled? Hold that thought, everybody.
There was the incident where they felt that his policies were it was hypocrisy because he showed up and he was unmasked, and you were asking people to provide, to follow his procedures and policies, but he wasn't following his own policies. There is the other issue dealing with the homeless situation where it was out of control, and there doesn't seem to be much that was going on, and the policies were benefiting the developers but not working with the people, as Sheila mentioned. There is also the incident which just dealt with how the mandate was done as far as addressing. This is the issue that we've been talking about as far as having mask mandates and the things that he did to address COVID, and that in that it was too long in the making where businesses lost revenue and also went out of business, even though there was stimulus checks coming in and he was doing everything that he could to do that. It still caused a problem where the issue of how long the mandate should have been before he opened up the state, and that it was too long and it didn't mirror some of the other states that were opening up a lot earlier. So those are the three things that seem to have come up from the opposition. Now, I also open up for any others that would add to the three things that seem to have come up. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much. Excuse me. And that brings me to Pastor Hawkins. Pastor Hawkins, please take the floor and share with us your opinion on why they would be called Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, thank you. And that's a good question. It really is. It's truly a good question. I always look at when you're talking about the highest position in any political, you know, realm, as far as in California, the governor position should always be bipartisan. You know, president should always, regardless if you ran on your party platform, it should always be bipartisan. They should never feel like there's a sway towards one or the other. Two things that come to mind. One is the mismanaging of the homeless problem. The homeless problem up underneath Gavin Newsom has risen 24% every year in the last 2.5 years that he's been in office. The homeless problem has gone up every year 12%. You have to think about that. You know, you're talking about, if you say, you know, the governor, you're talking about 50% increase within the 4 years of him being a governor. So there's been a huge mismanagement of the homeless problem. There is a way you can solve it. Legislation has a huge part to it. I hear what Sarah was saying as far as, you know, having program, but legislation is a huge thing when it comes to the homeless problem. They've shifted and changed it. So that would be my one thing, is the mismanagement of the homeless problem. Two is the control. And it's not even just the mask mandate, but there's a lot to say about how politics control the outcome of people's emotions and their feelings. I mean, until you get involved in politics and understand how, you know, it's almost like when you say a referee shaves points to try to control the gambling outcomes. You know, it's the same thing in politics. Politicians, especially good ones that are connected, have people and resources that they can control the stock market. They can control how, you know, the perception of homeless and the, you know, the housing crisis. I mean, there's so many different things that people don't realize until you get involved. And that's one of the things I'd encourage people to do. There's a huge manipulation going on, even with the water conservation. Like, we shouldn't have a water shortage in California. We signed a bond a couple of years ago. He just didn't honor it. We're supposed to bend and build reservoirs. And that's another thing too. We're coming up on a water shortage based on the lack of leadership of wanting to honor something that the people asked for. Even when it came to the death penalty, you know, that was something that the people voted for, and he totally went against it. So when you have someone, that's a dictator. That's a dictator when the people are asking for something and you totally go against
it. Pastor Hawkins, hold that thought. You've been really informative, Pastor Hawkins. Hold that thought. We got another caller. Our lines are, they're on fire. I mean, people are calling in from all over the United States. A caller in the 936-299 area code. Are you there?
Good afternoon and good morning.
Well, good morning. Everybody say hi to Cousin V, our sports reporter. Hello, Cousin V. Everybody, give her a hi.
Hello, hi, Cousin V.
Hi.
Hi.
Cousin
V. Cousin V.
We love you, Cousin V.
We miss you, Cousin V. Now, some of our Facebook people are chiming in. Minister Terry Herbert says, now, and this is into, like, the question that was asked about what is the governor, why are they recalling the governor? Well, she stated, Minister Terry Herbert said, the president and the governor have come in with full plates under all the circumstances. None of us are perfect. He has shown compassion and humility for the people. And And then they say, everybody's saying hello, Cousin V, and shouting out Cousin V. They're all shouting you out, Cousin V. I want to go back to Minister Taylor, Minister Charles Taylor, Pastor Charles Taylor. Pastor Charles Taylor, you were on the floor, and I kind of interrupted you a little bit because this is so hot, man. This is hotter than a firecracker on the 4th of July. Go right back to what you were getting ready. You had a question. You had a question for Sarah, who's running for governor. So go right ahead, Pastor Charles. Go ahead.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you so much. My question was, is in relation to the eviction moratorium that is currently standing and the impact that it's having on homeowners, property owners that have renters that are doing what they're doing, in relation to being able to get the funding, the federal funding, trickled down into the state capacity and then the disbursement to those that are in desperate need of those funds. What is the strategy in relation to expediting that process?
Wow. Sarah Stevens, please
yes.
take the floor and not only share that answer, but also, too, we want a little bit of why Governor Newsom is being recalled. So just give us a short on that and a long on the answer to Pastor Charles's question.
Yes, I think you have a really good question there because I believe it's ending very soon, within the next month. And the reason what we need to do, and I know this may not sound like a direct correlation, but it is a direct correlation. The reason why we've had so many people unemployed this last year is because they shut down the economy for such a long time. And so because they shut down the economy, we have one-third of all restaurants that's closed in California. We have 20,000 small businesses temporarily closed. We've had another 20,000 small businesses permanently closed. So just on the simple look at the economics of our state, when you close down the economy, what are you now doing? You're losing jobs. 1.5 million people have lost their jobs in 2020. Okay, that's a lot of people. And so guess what that means when those people are now unemployed? Now they're getting unemployment checks, and now sometimes those unemployment checks, they won't even be able to provide enough money for them to pay where they're living. And so I personally have friends right now that have many houses in Hollywood. They have many houses, and my friends that own these properties, they say, Sarah, I haven't had renters pay in 2 years. And I said, well, how are you even making it? How did you not lose all your homes? And they said, well, I just work 7 or 8 jobs. So how are we going to solve the situation? Well, one of the things that we're going to do to solve this is we have to fully reopen the economy. And some people say, oh, well, Sarah, everything looks fine to me. Everything looks great. Well, behind closed doors, most people can't see the fact that there are still county board of supervisors across the state of California still issuing out cease and desist fines and lawsuits on businesses. So until we fix the economic issue of California, I don't know how we're going to fix everything else. But when it comes to the eviction process, I am not for just throwing somebody out on the street. Like, I am not okay with that in any way, shape, or form. I think that will just continue to add to the homeless crisis that we're already in. So what my plans are, what my thoughts are, is basically creating legislation that we're coming up right now with a plan to make sure that people are not going to be out on the street, and we need to get this funding from the places that took the money originally. And who took the money? This is what happened. Really quick, sorry. I don't know.
Sarah, that's an amazing answer. Can we give Sarah a hand for answering that good question? Because that was a really good question. Can we give her a hand for what she's doing?
Thank you so much.
So important. Okay, Sarah, we really appreciate you coming on, and don't go anywhere. But we're gonna go into our regular segment because we want to get your closing remarks, Pastor Hawkins, Dr. Johnson, Everybody, we want to get all your closing remarks, so don't go anywhere. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're going to switch reels for a minute, but we've been on a very heavy topic. But let me give you our word of the week. Since we have to deal with AI and technology, hello, Gloria Majors. Hello, Evangelist Virginia. Hello, Felita Wilkes. Everybody giving out hands out there. Hey, what's up, man? My brother, Philip. What's up, my brother? How are you, man? Peace be with you, man. God bless you. Everybody on Facebook Live, I love y'all. Peace be with you. And it's so important that we recognize everybody. Cynthia Brooks, how are you, Cynthia? God bless you. And everybody out there, Brother Phillips, how are you, man? My brother, peace be with you. Okay, here's the deal. Here is the deal. The word of the week, and write it down because it's making it's going to be applicable because pretty soon they're going to have your job. Robotics. The word of the week is robotics. Hey, what's up, Cynthia? Hi. The word of the week is robotics, so write that down. Okay, our scripture of the week, and I want to give you the scripture of the week, is Joel, the book of Joel, chapter 1, verse 2. And it reads, and it has something to do with the pandemic and everything that's going on. Joel, chapter 1, verse 2, write it down. Hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days or even in the days of your fathers? The word of God for the people of God, and I'm talking about COVID-19 and the Delta variant. It says it in the word that this would come to pass. Have you ever seen anything like this in your days? No, you haven't. But guess what? God is going to work it out. That's the answer to that question. But our scripture of the week is Joel chapter 1, verse 2. Okay, make that real easy. And our word of the week is robotics. Without further ado, we're going to go into several segments really quick. We're going to have Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. We're going to have Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. We're going to have Mental Health and You with Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, who's on our line right now. Hello, Dr. Aretha Adams Jones. How are you today? Everybody say hello to Dr. Aretha Adams Jones.
Hello,
Dr. Aretha.
Yes.
Hi. Dr. Aretha.
God bless you all. And happy Monday.
We're going to have some poetry from Linda, all the way from Oregon, Linda Goldie, and we're going to have the sports report with Cousin V. I missed the sports report. I can't wait because I want to find out what happened to my Rams and what happened to my Chargers, okay? And I heard the 49ers were in town. But without further ado, we're going to go right on. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justin Jones Radio Talk Show. I'm so glad to have so many ministers and pastors with us right now. This is so important because the gospel must be told. Amen? Well, without further ado, we're going to go to Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. Talana Jones, please take the floor and give us words of wisdom. Talana Jones.
Thank you, Dad. I have two quotes to share with everyone. And the first one comes from Albert Einstein, and it reads, I fear the day that technology will surpass our human interaction. The world will have a generation of idiots. And my last quote I wanted to share because I believe inspiration is key, and this has always been ministered to my heart, so I pray that you enjoy. It reads, you are more than a conqueror. You came into the world with your eyes wide and bright. A great life seeker, you always found your way through. A true soldier, your heart is brave and fearless, always strong. You have a fighter spirit, true and bold, with the message that you are more than a conqueror. Thank you.
Amen. Let's give it up for Words of Wisdom. Let's give it up for Words of Wisdom. Amen. Yeah. All right.
Well done, Talana. Excellent.
Well done. Thank you very much. Now, without further ado, it is time for Health and Wellness, because if you're not taking the shot, you got to keep your immune system together. So without further ado, Vera Jones, take the floor. Give us Health and Wellness.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening in again. Now, I want to speak about the weakened immune system. Now, the immune system is very important to our body, and it fights off diseases that are carrying germs and bacteria that enters the body. And we have to make sure that our white blood cells are strong because they fight disease and infection, and the red blood cells carry oxygen from our lungs to our entire body. So let's speak about vitamin A. We're going to make this pretty short due to time. So vitamin A is great for anti-infection. It's an anti-infection vitamin, and it helps our kidneys, our lungs, our heart, and our vision. So it's good to have some beta carotene, and you could do that by just juicing some carrots. Vitamin C, we know that vitamin C is really essential for everything for our entire immune system. Now let's speak about vitamin E. It also interacts with vitamin A and C. So this also prevents heart disease, inflammation, and it lowers our risk of cancer. And if you can, add some kelp to your body. And now this is a great mineral food because it helps the entire immune system. So if you can, add a multivitamin to your entire weekly intake, because we are not getting enough nutrients within the food that we are eating. If you can, start your garden, because what if you are not able to go into a store? Do you have a garden? Do you have those things that you need to keep your body and your immune system strong? So let's do that. Make sure that you are taking some green tea and some liquid chlorophyll daily. And that is my segment for today due to time.
All right, let's give a big hand for health and wellness.
Go.
Let's give a hand for health and wellness. Yes.
Hey.
Woo-hoo.
Wonderful. Yeah, health and wellness is important. But if you let that sink into the resident of our mind, and without further ado, we're going to go to Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. With mental health and you. Aretha Adams-Jones, please take the floor. Give us mental health and you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Eddie, and to all the co-hosts and the listeners. Today, mental health and you, I'll be talking briefly on how to deal with pressure, And this is from Psychology and You. There are just five little tips, okay? The first one, dealing with pressure. Eat well and sleep well. Okay, it's easier to deal with difficult tasks and, you know, difficult decisions and pressure when you feel good, when you're eating well and you're resting, your body is feeling good. It's easier to deal with a difficult situation. Okay, eat well, sleep well. The second one is meditation. Meditation is free and it's therapeutic. And recommend just going into a dark room and just mindful thinking, you know, just thinking positive thoughts. So just, you know, you can meditate on the Lord and his goodness, his beautiful creation, but it's very therapeutic, okay? The third one, taking a creative break, using the creative part of your brain, whether it's drawing or singing or playing an instrument. Take a creative break, okay? We always want to watch television, and television is wonderful. Where would we be without television, right? But sometimes it's good to take a creative break. And then the fourth one is go for a walk, all right? And studies show that stretching your legs can also help stretch your mind. The fifth and last one is positive and mindful self-talk. We have to give ourselves pep talks. Every now and then, I can do this. I can do this. I am wonderful. I'm going to pass this test. I'm going to ace this interview. So we need to give ourselves pep talk, okay? Combating stress is very important. It really is, because if the stress is not treated, if it's not dealt with, it could lead to anxiety, depression, and other mental health disorders, mental health concerns. So we need to take action, right? And remember, mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Man, let's give a big hand for Moon.
Thank you, John. Aretha.
So amazing, amazing. And we're moving right along. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And before I go into my next to our next segment, which will be poetry with Linda, I want to say vote yes to recall Gavin Newsom. Now, the words that you hear coming from this advertisement is not from the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association or the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, but we want you to hear it loud and clear. Vote yes to recall Gavin Newsom, Worldwide Rally for Freedom in California, August 29th, 1 p.m. to dusk, Huntington Beach Pier. Go to Instagram at Patriot Party Events, and you can see more information on that. And we were getting some feedback on the show, so if you don't mind, you could kind of mute yourself out a little bit. Or if you have two, if you have the computer going and or your laptop and the phone going at the same time, you're going to get feedback. Just help us hear it nice and clear because everybody is important. Without further ado, Linda, please take the floor. Give us some poetry.
All right. I wrote this on the 20th, which was, let's see, Friday. Whenever I'm downcast, I think God saves the best for last, though I don't see it now. I know that it will come somehow from beyond this earthly sphere and everything I'm seeing here. Remembering the water turned to wine, the prophet's food the raven brought, and what God does with what I've got, though little it may be, he knows how much is good for me and gave his all on Calvary. What more now can I ask? He's not my servant for a task that I should learn to bear, because I know he's always there to help me if I fall, and he's my father after all. I know he can do much with a little. Even when I'm hard and brittle, he can soften up my heart to care for someone set apart by ridicule and scorn who once was wishing they weren't born.
Wow, let's see what they
can. Linda Golden. All right, Linda.
We got our hug.
Wow. Very wonderful. Thank you, Linda. We needed that. And without further ado, it's time to regulate the manual. And we're going to regulate the manual with Clarence M. Allen. And don't forget, we have our sports report coming up, and then we're going to get our closing remarks, so don't go anywhere. Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. Give us regulate the manual, and we are counting down with 22 minutes.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie, for allowing me to share this book again. First, let me just give a shout-out to Dr. Aretha. Tonight on Showtime, there's a movie called Swallow, and it talks about one of those mental disorders you educated us on called PICA. But with this show...
Mm-hmm.
With Pika, Pastor Eddie, with this show that you have presented each and every week, behind a lot of the curtain and the closed doors and hidden corridors are gangsters and our politicians, in our job, in the streets, corporations, you name it. And so I am really hoping and believing that everyone who has taken the privilege to ride along the steps of the gangsters with the OOG will receive some things that will be good for you and is good for that gangster spirit that you have. I hope that your regal is to obtain the necessary instructions that are needed to live. Then the gangster that dwells within you, it will be the regulator that you dream for. Raise your hands if you have some thrills and chills during your ride. Now's the time for you. Pay like you wait. Pay up. Break yourselves. Send your donations to the OOG. I will be making my rounds to a town or city near you. Keep it real. If your pocket purses and your stash has that nice look to it, then you are the one. Stand up and act like a gangster. Have you ever seen any gangsters potting about handing their payment and dues over to another boss? You can't believe this. You will feel better knowing that your contribution has gone to the right gangster. Stand up and be the gangster that you are supposed to be. Why? Because of the way gangsters do business. Now go and don't tell a friend. Hold your own water. I'm going to stop it right there, but I encourage to all our guests that came on this show
I'd like to encourage all the listeners, go to Regulate the Manual and check this book out. And for you ministers and doctors out there, this book has 60 footnotes of scripture in it. Why? Because we talk about God every day. We might not have the words with us. It can lead people to God and lead people to that book before we leave earth. So God bless you. God keep you. Remember, go to Regulate the Manual because this book is written and you are in here.
Well, let's give a big hand.
Regulator. Oh, regulator.
Hey, if your purse and pocket has that nice shine, make sure you pay them gangsters.
Now, look, Pastor Taylor, don't go anywhere. Pastor Hawkins, don't go anywhere. Minister Terry Herbert, don't go anywhere. Sarah Stevens, Governor, don't go anywhere. We're going to get right back to you closing remarks. At this time, it is time for the sports report, and then we're going to hear the commentary, and then we're going to get our closing remarks. Professor Reigns will be doing the commentary, but right now, Cousin V, all the way from Texas, please take the floor. Welcome back. We miss you so much, and we love you. Give us the sports report.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm happy to be back. I miss everyone so much, but as Dr. Aretha knows, and she's going to be a doctor, mental health does take challenges on us, so I had to take a mental challenge break, and I took a much-needed vacation. We went to Arizona, back to Texas, to Austin, San Antonio, so I did enjoy myself. So I feel a little bit better, but... even just being a nurse, I mean, all of this just takes a toll on the mental health. And also, while I'm on mental health, I'm on mental health and athletes, and maybe that'll be a
subject. You're supposed to be giving a sports report in a hurry.
Simone Biles said she almost quit gymnastics, but her coaches talked her into doing it. And then, as you know, she came back and performed very well. And then also Serena has had several challenges in the last tournaments that she's been in. So she retired at Wimbledon this year. And then we get off the subject of mental health and go on. Novak Djokovic gave his tennis racket to a young man after winning his 20th Grand Slam record-breaking title in Wimbledon July the 12th. We also have a Cinderella that won Wimbledon this year, and her name is Ashley Barty. And then on to all about track and field. This weekend, they had the Prefontaine Classic at the Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon, and that would be somewhere that you would go to visit if you're ever in Oregon because they have statues of people that are like the ones that call everything all the play, you know, when they get ready to get up and run. So it would be, it's like a museum. So you would like to visit the Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. In our 200-meter men, two brothers won first and third, and that was Laws. Their last name were Laws, and Benedict won second. In the Nike Women's 100 meters, Shatara Richardson, as we know, is from Dallas. She says she's not done yet. She had been off for a month. She's had many challenges. I think that was her mother that died, and then she tested positive for marijuana. But we don't harp on that because we don't know what it takes for somebody to come back from those things like that. She says she's not done yet. She did come in last in that 100 meters, but Elaine Thompson Hera from Jamaica won first place. And then in the 800 meter, we had Anthony Mo. It's M-U, but it's called Anthony Mo, and he won the 800 meters. Then in the 400 meter hurdles, we had Delilah Muhammad. She came back from a COVID scare, and she came back to win the 400-meter hurdles. the women's 1500 meter, we had Faith Kipion from Kenya, and then Jay Norris was our USA champion in third place. In the shot put, we have a guy called Ryan Cruiser. Everybody was talking about his haircut, but it was a nice-looking haircut on him. He won the shot put for the USA, and he also won a two-time gold winner in the 2016 and the 2020 Olympics. In the pole vault, Katie Nagio won, and her and Groover, they went 18 jumps before the winner was announced. And then in the men's 2 mile, 8 laps, no one has ever won under 8 minutes. But Chepio, it's hard to say his name, but he was from Uganda, and he won first place. And then on to, it is time for football. Yay, I'm so happy. Yes. Maybe that's why I was a little bit depressed, because no football. But yes. In football, on Thursday, August 19th, the Patriots defeat the Eagles. They shut them out 35-0. On Friday, August the 20th, the Cardinals lost to the Chiefs 17-10. And Washington beat the Bengals 17-13. And then on Friday. And then on Saturday, the Dolphins beat the Falcons. That's my team, of course, 37-17. The Ravens beat the Panthers 20-3. The Steelers beat the Lions 26-20. And the Texans beat the Cowboys 20-14. And then also on Saturday, and we want to know where our team stands, Las Vegas Raiders beat the Rams by 1 point. That's Eddie and Clarence's team. And that's 17-16. And then the Broncos beat the Seahawks 30-3. The Bills beat the Bears 41-15. The Jets beat the Packers 23-14. Titans beat the Buccaneers 34-3. Then the Colts beat the Vikings 12-10. And then on Sunday, another loss is two California teams. The 49ers defeated the Chargers 15-10. And also the Browns beat the Giants 17-3. And are you ready for some football? Monday Night Football, welcome back tonight at 7 p.m. on ESPN. It will be a great game. It will be the Jaguars versus the Saints. This is my sports report, and y'all have a blessed week.
Amen, Cousin V.
Cousin V!
Right.
Oh, welcome back. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
In the house.
Now, without further ado, I want to shout out my cousin, Shamonica Bell. Cousin V, what's the name of her new business that she opened? She just opened up a beauty supply. It's a black-owned beauty supply in Lufkin, Texas. And what's the name of it, Cousin V?
I don't know the name of it because I was on vacation when she opened it, but I do know she does hair, and it's always been called Lucky Hair. And she is on styleseat.com. If you're ever in our area or if you ever need to order anything, you can at least reach out and get her information from styleseat.com.
Now, I think it's called Lucky Beauty Supply. It's in Lufkin, Texas. And I'm going to hook up. Matter of fact, we're going to work on getting her on the show next week. And, Shamonica, if you're still on Facebook Live, could you type the name of your business? And also, she does hair, and I'm telling you, it looks good. And she has her own business where it grows. She grows your hair. She has the beard thing for the guys and for the women, too, if you're losing hair anywhere on your head. This stuff really, 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 really works. And it ain't one of those commercials that you see out there. She has the real deal Holyfield. You missing hair? You want your hair back? Reach out to Shamonica Bell on Facebook and go from there. And I'm going to have her products on the show, and I'm going to have her on the show. And I got to figure out how to do this next week. We'll be on Instagram Live, and that way you'll be able to see the people that I'm talking to. So I'm going to do it on Facebook Live and Instagram so you can see the guests that are on the show. That's next week. But without further ado, we're counting down. It's time for the commentary with none other than Professor Reams, and then we will get the closing remarks from Pastor Hawkins, Dr. Johnson, Pastor Charles Taylor, and, of course, from Sarah and everybody else. Don't go anywhere. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and here we go. It is time for the commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones, and thank you so much for having the wonderful forum that we're used to having on Mondays, which provide us with wonderful information and also the our opportunity to show how devoted we are to the Lord and his working. So I also do, in the interest of time, my thank yous to my co-host and co-producer, Clarence Allen. Thank you. Linda Goldie, I got my hug. Cousin V, welcome back. I just have to yell out, Cousin V, yay, yay. Thank you for everything. Talana Jones, once again, you've knocked it out of the ballpark. Dr. Granny V, I've got my ACE and my kelp and my green tea ready as we speak. Thank you. To a shout-out to Melanie Aubrey. Thank you. And to Dr. Yeah. Aretha, of course, with everything that you do, a woohoo and well done on that Mental Health Matters. And to our wonderful, wonderful special guest of gubernatorial candidate Sarah Stevens, thank you so much for appearing on the show and sharing us with what your focus is and what how you handle the governorship. To Sheila Timberlake, always a shout-out and always an honor to have you on the show. To Pastor Hawkins, thank you so much for sharing and your questions on, and support of Sarah. To Pastor Charles Taylor, thank you for your questions and also your support. And then Dr. Manuel Johnson, thank you for your questions and support as well. So, everyone, we've had a wonderful discussion just on the top of the gubernatorial recall. And one thing that it does is let's use this as a celebration, because here we are. We are not taking democracy and this democracy in California for granted. Because, of fact, in a robotic way, it means that we're complacent and we're not doing what we're supposed to do. As I've always said before, democracy is not a spectator sport. Everyone needs to take their part, and they need to shake it up from time to time when it seems like there's a lot of complacency. It's also important that people be active but also stay at the table, because when things like mandates come through or there are legislation that comes through that we don't agree with, and as a Sarah has mentioned that the governor may or may not be supporting the people still need to be active, involved in the process to make sure that everyone is treated fairly and equally. And so the one thing that we pulled out were the questions of the recall, and we are not going to go to rehash of that, but it's also a celebration to say that here we are people from different backgrounds. We have shed light on that felony should not stop you from moving forward, or that your background shouldn't stop you from moving forward, or anything should keep you from progressing and doing the things that the good Lord wants you to do. I teach at a 90% women's college, and the fact that we have Sarah Stevens and Sheila Timberlake on is just so joyful to have, because this is what I teach my babies, my girls, that they have to stand up for something, they're not going to take anything, and that they should get involved in politics in every field of human endeavor, including running for president, running for governor, running for any form of politics, and also being a good leader. So in this regard, we've touched on the very issues that are dealing with the recall. We also touched on many of the issues that are stated that have not been addressed, and it means that the work is still not done, and even though God is going to work it out, we still have to meet him 50-50 by doing our part, because the fact that, as we've talked about before, God moves in mysterious ways, but he wants us to move. And when we move with God and we keep him first, and as you're making your decision about the recall or not, put God first, because he will never let you down by your prayers. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, that's an amazing
commentator.
The regulator and all.
Well,
bless you all.
Well, now, without further ado, remember, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I want to thank Elaine so much. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, I want to say, to Gwenethel. Hi, Gwen. Cousin Charles. And don't forget, you guys, my cousin, Shamanika Bell, is going to be on our show hopefully next week. If you're losing your hair and you're losing, or you want your beard to be full, She has products that are, she just opened up a beauty supply, Lucky Beauty Supply, I believe it is, in Lufkin, Texas. Just go to Shamanika Vale's Facebook page, and you can put your order in right there. And I think they're as low as like $20. And she has something to grow your beard, something to grow your hair. You're losing hair. All I can say is look at my hair, and y'all know how short my hair was. But look how long it is now, and it's going to get longer when I get her product. So without further ado, let's get some closing remarks. Sarah Stevens, you're running for governor of California, for the state of California. Give us your closing remarks. Sarah, please take the floor.
Thank you so much. I just want to share with everyone that we have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to turn the beautiful state of California around, and I want to encourage you, let's do this together. Let's make California gold again. I would love for you guys to be a part of our team. Vote yes for Recall Newsom, yes for Sarah Stevens, and let's give God a chance. Let's give a woman a chance. Let's see what God can do. And I would love for you guys to check out my website, www.makecaliforniagoldagain.com. You can scroll to the bottom of the page and find all my social media links. And I love you all. I'm praying for you, and the best is yet to come.
Wow. Very much. Thank you very, very much. Now, I don't know who, but we got a little feedback. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you
so much. Guys, we got feedback. If you're listening to your phone and you're listening to this, or you're trying to tape the show, it's feeding back. So when we're hearing from somebody like Sarah who's running for governor of the state of California, we want to hear every word that everybody says, and we want to be respectful to everybody that's on the show. So without further ado, I'm going to go to Pastor Charles Taylor. Are you still with us, Pastor Taylor? You still with us?
I am.
Pastor Taylor. Man, we were so happy to have you on, man. But please, give us your closing remarks. We're counting down with 4 minutes.
All right. Well, I'm just going to keep it down even shorter than that. I just want to say excellent topics that I've heard today. I'm grateful to see that the running governor, Ms. Sarah, is a woman of God, which makes all the difference in the world. I just would like to say that follow-up in relation to allowing God's spirit to be at the helm is what's going to be the determining factor as to the direction that is taken by this candidate. And I wish her all the absolute most blessings. I don't believe in luck. I don't believe in chance. I believe in blessings, and I believe in purpose. So I'm very confident that as long as her intentions and motives are genuine, that the Lord will give her favor. And to all of the rest of the guests, you guys who know me, you guys know that I consider you all as family. So I just want to extend divine blessings to each and every last one of you guys. Brother Eddie, most importantly, God will continue to prosper and increase this show in Jesus' name. So thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much, Pastor Charles Taylor. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Directly to Pastor Hawkins. Pastor Hawkins, please take the floor. Give us your closing remarks. Go right here, Pastor Hawkins.
Can you hear me, sir?
Loud and clear.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure if I was muted or not. Listen, I do want to say thank you. One, I want to say thank you to my friend Sarah Stevens for reaching out to me and introducing us. I'm looking forward to meeting you this Sunday. I'm going to be out there at the Huntington Beach Pier as well. And so I'm excited about what God is doing. It's definitely a move of God. A revival is coming. I encourage individuals to really get involved. You know, let my name, let my testimony, you know, remind people how good and how faithful God is. You know, it's time, especially in the African-American community, we need to start challenging a lot of these narratives that we're being spoon-fed. You know, here I am, an ex-felon. I grew up in Southeast San Diego around gangs, and now I'm an elected official. You know, I'm in charge of doing the budget for the, you know, our sheriff's department that we, you know, in our community. And so I just go to show you what God can do, how many doors he's opening. You know, I've met with so many high elected officials in the last year. You would be amazed at me having dinner with the President of the United States and, you know, meeting with so many officials. So God is faithful in his word, and so continue to stay inspired. I'm running for Congress. You can check out my website, HawkinsForCongress2022.com. You know, and with that, thank you, Pastor Eddie. I really appreciate this opportunity. You guys be blessed.
Thank you,
And follow me on social media, Real Pastor Brian, across the board, Real Pastor Brian. You guys be blessed. Thank you.
Amen. Being good. Now, so without further ado, Dr. Emmanuel Johnson. Doctor, come on in, Dr. Emmanuel. Give us your closing remarks. Dr. Emmanuel, you still with us? We might have lost Dr. Emmanuel. Okay. So with that being said, I want to shout out to Sheila Timberlake, and Shamanika did reach out, and she's on Facebook Live. I'm going to get you on the show next week, Shamanika, on our show next week to talk about hair because, hey, man, that's really important. So we want you on our show. We want to get Dr. Sarah, please give us the doctor's full name. Can you reach back out to the doctor and invite him to our show?
Absolutely. His name is Pastor Emmanuel Johnson.
Yes, Pastor Emmanuel, Dr. Emmanuel Johnson. We'll have him back on next week. Without further ado, really quick, Clarence, give us your closing remarks.
Yes, Pastor Eddie, once again, just giving God all the thanks and glory for a man like you who every week scoring touchdowns, hitting grand slam home runs, slam dunking every Monday morning. Thank him for all your listeners, especially for all our guests, my co-hosts, co-panel. I will say this. At the end of every show, once Professor Ream has slammed the trunk to Pastor Eddie Jones' Justice Limo, this show has hit the road.
Wow. Cousin V, give us your closing remarks. Cousin V, take the floor. Give us your closing remarks.
I am so happy to hear that we have Christians that are running for offices because, as you know, I ran for city council before, so thank you, Susan, and Pastor Hawkins. I will be promoting you all, so if y'all can share y'all's information on Eddie's radio show or on his blog talk page, we will be happy to get new people because we really do need new people in office, and especially those that believe in God. Thank you.
Amen. Kalana Johnson. Hey, Cousin V, we love you. Kalana Johnson.
Love you all.
Give us your closing remarks, Kalana. What's your closing remarks?
I just want to say that this is the day that the Lord has made. We all will rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that everyone has a wonderful week. God bless you. Thank you, Daddy, for this platform that we are continuing to share knowledge and wisdom on. And I love you all. God bless you.
God bless you, Kalana. Love you too. Daddy loves you. And I want to send a shout out to Monica Smith. Shout you out, Monica Smith. God bless you. And Melanie Aubrey, two of our co-hosts on the show. They will be back very, very soon. And with that being said, I want to go to Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Aretha Adams. Please take the floor and give us your closing remarks.
Amen. Thank you so much. So let's continue to look to the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and just know that through him we can do all things. Amen, and God bless you.
Amen, Dr. Aretha. All right. Okay. And without further ado, we're going to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, give us your closing remarks. Let you take the floor.
Well, all this information about the political arena is really eye-opening and mind-boggling, and so I'm just really happy that it's been shared on this show. I mean, I don't live in California, but my children do. So, and I'm going to be sure and let them know who's running for governor.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for those people on Facebook Live, you see my cowboy hat because I'm coming to Texas where I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's my cowboy hat right there for those who can see it. Now, without further ado, Professor Reams, please give us your closing remarks, Professor Reams.
Well, what I'd like to say is this. Let us continue to live and love God, and also to take the time to lift everybody up in light of these times and show that there's still humanity that's involved in everything that we do, and that we will continue, and that, as we've mentioned before, God's going to work it out for us. And let's just remember that while we're saying good thoughts and keeping people prayed up and praying for those people as we go through this journey together. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Amen, amen. Vera Jones, my sister, give us your closing remarks, Vera. Please take the floor.
Yes, I just wanted to say thank you, Eddie, so much for this platform, because it touches the heart, the soul, the community of everyone. And let's keep each other loved up. And thank you so much for having Sarah, Pastor Hawkins, and Pastor Charles Taylor. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, guys, you on the Jones Radio Talk Show, Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. We'll be here next week. And we always have special guests. I've had Joe Jackson on the show, the Jacksons. I've had political people on the show. I've had celebrities, pastors, you name it. I've had them all on the show. And the best is yet to come. I can't wait to get my cousin Shamonica Bell on the show, who is an entrepreneur in her own right. And I'm so glad to have Cousin V back. I want to send a shout-out again to all of the people on Facebook Live. I love you all. And everybody listening on the show, I love you too. Remember, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember, the best is yet to come. And remember, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. I don't own the rights to this song, but until next Monday, y'all, I love you, God bless you, and remember, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're going to have some more guests on next week, and Sarah, we're so happy that you came on, Sarah Stevens, who is running for governor.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Don't punish me for brutality. Come on, talk to me.
through my